You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition, and with you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we've got all kinds of features on our website. So go drop by and create the content right there on the front page. Everything that you see as you scroll down, those numbered items are well, they're there because of your efforts. We did not put those things there. You did. You can submit whatever you want to the site, and then the website will allow you to vote on what is there. You don't have to submit things to vote. You can just go and vote if you like. Or if you've got something you want to share with our listeners and share with us, you can go and vote, or you can go and submit stuff to the front page over at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners will vote on what you've submitted, and then ultimately we'll know what you think is interesting. So again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go to the phones and the fun. We're going to actually Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Luke is in Milwaukee. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Let me get my notes here, because I've been on the phone for like 15 minutes.
Notes are always a good idea when calling talk radio. It helps you keep on target with the message you want to get out.
Well, I'm a machinist. I have been for 12 years. I'm really familiar with materials and metalworking and all kinds of stuff like that. I see that 3D printing is probably one day going to make my line of work obsolete, so I've stayed pretty interested in it. But my big thing is everyone's trying to figure out what's going to be the revolution with 3D printing. And I see the revolution actually coming in the form of the distribution method, the fact that we finally have a way to open source engineering ideas, because the way it's set up right now, engineering and the like is really centralized in corporate hands, and Defense Distributed kind of proved, beyond all reasonable doubt that you can do it. You know, you can just put these ideas out there, you can just put these files out there and let the world do what they will with them. You know.
Yeah, Defense Distributed, for our listeners that don't know, is the company that the Liberator, which is the printable 3D gun, the very first.
Yeah, and what this really does is it empowers the maker community. This is something that's sort of risen up in the last half decade or so, and I'm sure it existed before that, but it's been given a name and it's really sort of gotten exciting, as the tinkerers, the people that want to create things to make us more free. Things that aren't necessarily going to be copyrighted generally are not copyrighted. And things that just allow people to live. And it's amazing how people want to do this. They want to distribute. And what it does is it undermines the entire system as it's been created for the last century or so. Mm-hmm. It really undermines it and empowers the individual.
Just like Bitcoin does.
Well, because a big thing is, and I see it in my industry a lot, I work at a Ford shop here in Milwaukee that makes the meat and potatoes for jet engines. Any jet engine on the planet has parts that we've made. And one of the big things that we run into is tooling copyrights. You know, once a company makes something, they patent and copyright the hell out of everything that they've made.
Right, they've cut metal in a certain way, shaped metal in a certain way, and you can't shape it that way anymore.
Yep. Well, and actually, too, the metals themselves, there's lots of, we do work with powdered metals. I don't know how familiar with powdered metals you guys are, but it's literally, it comes into the shop as a powder,
right,
and it leaves as a forged, as forged metal,
yeah,
not forged material.
This is what I've heard that they use in 3D printers that they've created.
In the DMLS, the direct metal laser sintering, in the gun that they used, that they made, the 1911, they used a material, it's called Inconel 625, and that's most commonly used in turbines.
That's what I thought they were using, that Inconel 635.
Yep. Well, it's most commonly used in turbines because it's really resistant to heat and it's very dense. But that's another thing that I'm kind of curious about with the 3D printers is density of the material, because the whole process of forging is to get metal as dense and compact as possible so that it's as resilient and strong as possible. So I would think that the biggest hurdle they're going to have to come over with is, you know, obviously the strength of the material itself, but it's just, you guys kind of touched on it. You know, the machine that they used to make this 1911 was about 850 grand, and that's something that people have to understand that, you know, it, as amazing as this is, it's still in its infancy, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's still, it's really cool. It's a huge milestone, but, you know, it's gonna take a long time for it to work its way down to the commercial level.
I don't know how long it's gonna be.
Yeah, I don't know either, because this machine's different than every other machine. Yes, it's gonna work its way down to the consumer level. Every other machine has, but this machine has the unique property in that it could make itself. Right.
Right. Right.
So I mean, it really can snowball that effect. Is hey, you know, I'll just make another one of these with this thing, and I don't know how long it takes to make it, but when you can reproduce a machine every 48 hours or whatever, that it really draws down the cost on these things.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks for the call, Luke. I appreciate you sharing that with us tonight here. Let's continue and go to Gavin, listening in Washington. You can bring up anything. Gavin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, I'm Gavin Stein from Washington. I'm actually calling in because on yesterday's show, you guys spent a good deal of time talking about a video I made at a California border checkpoint. I'm a editorialist and a Washington State congressional candidate for 2014, and I just enjoyed kind of listening to you guys chat about that. It's always nice to hear liberty discussed, and I found you guys and figured I would just give you a call and maybe just talk for a couple minutes with you about checkpoints and things.
Yeah, I would love to do that. We've been following various checkpoint news on this show for years. It sounds like you're new to Free Talk Live?
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think I've heard of it before, but it's just something somebody actually, a listener here, sent me an email this morning.
Excellent.
Saying he talked about it. So.
We've had Terry Bressy on from Checkpoint USA. You familiar with him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we first really started following this, when Terry was going through various internal checkpoints. For our listeners that are unfamiliar, there are not just border checkpoints, but there are also internal checkpoints run by Border Patrol agents. In the case of your video, Gavin, it was actually fruit checkpoints, or as you call them, fruit Nazi checkpoints. and I think it was 4409 that came up with that terminology originally.
Right.
Had you seen and been inspired by his fruit checkpoint video?
I have videos on pretty much the various types of checkpoints. This is the one we ran into last week, and his was honestly the only video I could find. There's quite a few videos out there with border checkpoints, mm-hmm. so I was a little unsure what I was dealing with, and I watched a video that he had done, and it was a little bit of a shot in the dark on the fruit checkpoint, because they're just apparently people don't challenge them that often, and they really should.
Sure. Right, it's just fruit, right?
Well, it's still an invasion of your privacy is what it is.
Agreed, but it doesn't, like, because they're only looking for fruit.
But that's how they get you.
I agree with you. I said agreed. Remember that when I said that in the first part of the sentence? I'm just saying that when I've gone through these, and it's been a decade since I did, more than a decade since I did, so I was like, huh, what are they looking for? Fruit? Okay. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just think that it's important to note that it wasn't an accident that the framers did not make an exception to the Constitution for fruit.
So, Gavin, I thought the video was really enjoyable. We did link to it over on our Facebook page, so our listeners who have not heard it or seen it yet should go to facebook.freetalklive.com and scroll down to yesterday evening when we posted the link. And I'm sure you can also search Fruit Nazi Checkpoint on YouTube. It'll probably come up that way as well. But what was it that inspired you to start doing this? Because I'd seen one of your videos before. This is not your first checkpoint video, correct? Where did this start for you?
I travel a lot. I travel in an RV with my family for my job. I do landscapes and educational films and photographics and things like that. So we're always traveling around. And when it really started to bite me is the first really long trip we took for the winter, and we did a four-month road trip with me and the family, and we were running around the Southwest because it was warmer there, and the light easily went for that. So we went down toward the Southwest, and they have these border checkpoints all the time down there. And those of us in Washington, in this area, I really haven't dealt with it much. I've seen videos here and there, but you really don't understand the impact of what's happening here until you have to deal with it, and you feel like, you know, you feel like a criminal. They're stopping you. You have federal agents stopping you on the road and questioning you. And that's when I really started to do my homework and just decided
Gavin, can you hang on? I want to bring you back and continue this conversation, if you don't mind. More with Gavin Stein in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Download as many archives of the shows you like. Just go click and enjoy. We're talking with Gavin Stein. He's somebody you've never talked with before. He just happened to call in tonight. We spoke about his video last night. And Mark, you are not here for the Friday edition of the show.
Generally not.
You've not yet seen the full content of that video.
I saw a little bit of it. Yep.
You had started watching some of it, but you know you can really bring up anything. So if you missed that show last night, all you have to do is just go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth are right there at the top of the website. Just click and download. If you want to go back to as far back as 2006, you can do that too. All of it's free at freetalklive.com.
We talk about Bitcoins a lot here on Free Talk Live. We think they're a fascinating new technology. They might be the greatest invention since the Internet. But I can tell you, they're volatile. They were on up to like 366 today, I saw them, and now they're down to 322. So they've been moving around. That's 366 and $322 is their value. But on Free Talk Live, what we do is we recommend buying Bitcoins and holding them. Don't try to play the market, because you're always it's too easy to buy high and sell low.
Mm.
And that's not the way to do it. I think that Bitcoins are amazing as a technology for being an internet currency, not as some kind of internet commodity, although they seem to have a feature in that way too. Blockchain.info, it's the best online wallet you can get. Go there. It's encrypted right in the browser, so you know they're not holding your Bitcoins for you, which is the first biggest worst thing that you can do is let somebody else hold your Bitcoins. Because Bitcoins, one of the features of them is they allow you to do your own banking. Go to blockchain.info, click wallet there, create your own wallet. It's great, and start getting Bitcoins. Blockchain.info.
Fruit Nazi checkpoint video. We talked about it last night on the show. Gavin Syme is with us. Am I pronouncing that right, Gavin?
Fine, yes. I was surprised that you guys actually got it right. I was impressed.
Excellent, excellent. So, you heard about that we were talking about your video last night from one of your viewers. They sent you a heads up. You went and checked it out, and it's pretty much your first time coming across Free Talk Live. But it's definitely not the first time I don't think we've talked about you on the show, because you have done other Checkpoint videos, and right. We were talking about kind of what had inspired you to begin doing these things, because the average person doesn't do this stuff. When they go through these checkpoints, whatever kind of checkpoint they are, whether it's a fruit checkpoint or a Border Patrol checkpoint or a police DUI checkpoint, they don't stand up for themselves. And that, because people don't stand up for themselves, means that we get fewer and fewer freedoms as time goes on. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons that prompted me. I mean, I've always been, fairly conservative, constitutionalist kind of guy, but I didn't take the time in the past to do my homework. And a lot of people agree with me, and then some people will say, what are you, crazy? How dare you do this? And it saddens me how people don't understand liberty. They don't understand the rights that so many shed their blood for when we framed this nation. And that's kind of what prompted me originally. Is I'm traveling around and there's these checkpoints and I'm thinking, what's going on? Why is this happening? And finally I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And we were coming out of Texas. This was in 2011 or something like that. And this video is not one of the ones that you've seen. It was the first one I did. But we came to this checkpoint and they said, where are you coming from? And I said, it's none of your business. And they said, pull over to secondary. And I said, am I being detained? They said, pull over to secondary. I said, why? And they said, for immigration purposes. I said, no. And I blocked the highway for 15 minutes, and I told them I would not move. And they went and got the supervisors, and they brought the people out, and they said, you have to pull over to secondary. And I said, I do not have to pull over to secondary unless you have probable cause to detain me. And having an immigration inspection station is not probable cause. And they finally started routing the traffic around me as I blocked the highway with my camper and with my truck. And about 15 minutes later, they called in the big shots, and they came over, and we chatted a little bit, and they let me go on my way. But I really
It's unlikely a Canadian citizen or a Mexican citizen is going to spend that kind of time talking to them in depth about the U.S. Constitution, right?
Yeah, I would perhaps so. And I think everybody is a little bit responsible, though. We're letting this happen. If you give them an inch, they'll take the mile. For liberty to be preserved, we have to limit government. And this stuff is one of the reasons I decided to run for Congress, because I'm tired of them doing this. I'm tired of false security that takes away our liberty and puts us under our thumb in the name of safety.
So it seems like you're a big fan of the Constitution.
Yes.
Now, absolutely. I got to Here's the kind of the thing that I'm left with is that the Supreme Court's pretty much said, from what I can tell, this stuff's okay. They've said, oh yeah, that's constitutional. And since they've got appellate jurisdiction, they decide what's constitutional. Your and my plain reading of that document, as clear as it may be to you and I, it doesn't matter because they're given the ability to plainly read it themselves, and they're lawyers, and they're, as a matter of fact, they're not just lawyers. They're the kind of scheming evil lawyers that are able to make it to the highest position that lawyers can get in this country. And so... what do we do? Why this document? Why is it so great when this document actually just turns over all this power to these people?
The document, I think the reason that the Constitution is significant is it was founded on a just moral basis that the country was built on. Now, I would say, first of all, with what you mentioned with the Supreme Court, let's remember that Thomas Jefferson said that when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. The Supreme Court has authority to make these decisions. The Supreme Court of Martinez Fierte, the irony of that whole thing, because that's always what they bring up, they said, yeah, the Border Patrol can do these checkpoints. They didn't say that you had to cooperate with them. They didn't say you had to answer questions. They didn't say they could detain you. In fact, they restricted them quite a bit. And to top it off, and this is the biggest irony that makes me ashamed of what the Supreme Court did, is they essentially said, we agree that this is an infringement on constitutional liberty. We just don't see it as a big enough one. And to me, as soon as you do that, you can look this up.
They do that kind of thing all the time, and it's interesting. They make these judgment calls, and that's not their job. Their job is to designate rights or not rights.
Right. They're way out of bounds, I think. I mean, we have to be realistic. We all make judgment calls every day. So, yeah, at some point something's going to come to them, and they have to make a judgment call. The problem is we have people that aren't really standing by their oath, and we see this with all these kind of things. I mean, the recent video I had with the police officer in Boise that caused a huge news kerfuffle down there, apparently nobody had ever filmed the police there before.
Wow.
And it was this big incident down there that was all over the news, and I was getting calls from these stations, and some people hated me and some people loved me. And it made me realize that people, you need to understand the foundations of liberty. You need to understand some human rights and why this stuff is important.
So would you agree with me, Gavin, that liberty is all about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free in their own lives?
Well, I think in part I agree with that. I know that's kind of a libertarian type of view, and I get the idea that from looking into you that that's kind of where you come from. I'm more of a constitutionalist, Christian, conservative kind of guy. So to a point, yes, but I think that there are moral values. I think that those are relevant to the way our society functions and certainly relevant to our history and what we were founded on.
Should those moral values be enforced at the point of a gun?
I think you have to talk about at what point you're talking about. You know,
let's talk about it. Can you hang on? I'd love to talk about it with you if you want to stand by. Talk more about your activism as well and how you got your family involved. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I used to be one of those constitutional guys, too. And we've got Gavin Syme on the line here with us. We're going to continue talking with him about his activism, which I think is really inspiring stuff. He and his family, and that's an aspect I really want to touch on here in a moment, have been going through checkpoints, just on the, you know, not on purpose, just they're just going places in life. And, well, what do you know? We're in the police state of America, and there's checkpoints more often than, you know, you might expect. And in this case, it was a fruit checkpoint or a fruit Nazi checkpoint. And I actually just relinked it, so it's easier to find if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, you just finished watching the video for the first time during that last break. So now you have a better perspective on what was actually transpiring there. We're going to bring Gavin back on here in a moment because he just so happened to call in tonight. We did not schedule him as a guest. It's Free Talk Live, open phones, you call in, we put you on the air. Podcastawards.com is where you can go right now to vote for Free Talk Live. If you appreciate what we're doing on this show, if you appreciate the message that we send talking about the ideas of liberty, talking about the idea of non-cooperation with little tyrants and big tyrants, then if that's valuable to you, please take a moment. Go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the politics/news category, select Free Talk Live. You can vote for some other liberty-oriented shows like School Sucks Project there in the education category. But please vote for Free Talk Live in politics/news. And you can do this once per day between now and November 15th, which is when the voting window closes. So you can vote once per day at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live. Now, Gavin Syme is with us. He is an activist and, as you described yourself, American pictorialist. That means you take landscape photos and things like that, Gavin?
Yeah, I do large landscapes that are kind of inspired by the painters in early America. We do large wall pieces. So
neat.
So that involves some traveling, and apparently you're able to take your family along with you on these journeys. And you've started making videos for the last couple few years on YouTube of you and your family refusing to obey at these checkpoints, refusing to pull over in a secondary in one video, in this most recent video with the fruit Nazis, refusing to allow them to inspect. And I think that just to recap for our listeners that weren't tuned in last night, I'll be brief. We kind of dissected the video last night and really had a lot to say about it. But I think some of the most important takeaways from the video are that when Gavin is pulled over, he does not roll his window all the way down. In fact, you start with the window about halfway down, and actually throughout the video, you proceed to roll the window further and further up on this guy, which is pretty amusing. And then secondly, whenever this bureaucrat asks you a question, you, without fail, bat back another question at him. I don't think you answered a single one of his questions the entire time.
Absolutely not, no. And I think it's important that we understand what these people are doing. You know, people say, hey, they're just doing their job or this or that. We shouldn't treat tyranny with respect. It should be treated with the same. That doesn't mean we have to curse and swear and freak out. You know, we can be competent and professional about it. But at the same time, I'm not gonna answer questions. And people say, oh, you're being rude. Well, isn't it rude to violate the highest law of our land? So I guess that's
I think it's rude to just pull people over who haven't hurt anybody. I mean, that's where it gets rude to me.
I'm not sure the Constitution is the highest law in the land either. So.
You know, like I said, I used to be a big constitutional guy, you know, read books about the subject and all that. On this show, we certainly talked a lot about the Constitution several years ago. But then I think I realized that Lysander Spooner, what he said in, you know, back in the late, was it the late
1870s?
Was absolutely accurate, and that is the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny we have today or has been powerless to prevent it. There's no doubt that there are a lot of good ideas that I think they attempted to enshrine in, say, the Bill of Rights, for instance. But it's you know, anybody that takes a cursory look at the evidence will see that almost every one of the top 10 Bill of Rights has been violated flagrantly over and over again. So really, it's more of window dressing than anything else, window dressing to distract people from the reality that the state is nothing more than men and women using the threat of violence against their neighbors.
Well, I would differ with you. Their governments are instituted among men. They always have been. It's the way things are.
And well, slavery was instituted among men up until the 1860s. It always had been, and that's the way things were.
Well, this probably doesn't mean much to you, but I would argue that God set up governments this way. This is how the world works. But
God claimed to set up slavery, too.
Let's get into that debate later. Because
it's pretty thoroughly outlined in the Bible. I mean, you know, how to go about having good slaves and stuff.
There were actually extreme limits. It was more like servitude to pay debts and things like that. But let's think about anarchy for a second. The problem I have with the anarchist mindset, the anarchy...
I'm no anarchist.
I'm not an anarchist either. I'm a voluntarist.
People take that approach, and you cannot have an anarchist society. You have to have a government, because no sooner do you get the chaos of anarchy that those with the most muscle and the biggest guns emerge, and they make a government anew, and they force you to follow, or they shoot you in the head.
So well, I'm familiar. Hold on. First off, not an anarchist. Secondarily, I'm not proposing a world without government. I am proposing, however, that the people with the most guns clearly have set up an organization, and that you will play ball with them, or they will shoot you in the head.
Well,
so your greatest fear is set up in this document that you revere.
But it's not because of the document. It's because of the evil of man, and that we've allowed the document to get away from this.
Who's we? I didn't sign that document.
The people made a Bill of Rights, not of rights granted to us. Those rights were God-given, and they could not be taken away. This was a bill of laws, not for people, but for government. It was a law that we, the people, laid upon government, and it was the things that we told them they could not do. And the problem is, we failed to enforce it. What happened from that bill?
There is no enforcement mechanism.
Yeah, there's no enforcement mechanism. If the people had actually laid anything upon the government, they would say that, looks, if a politician violates this, we'll hang him on the mall, or we'll have him eviscerated and have his parts run to the farthest portions of the kingdom. I mean, there's no law without an enforcement mechanism. There is no law in the Constitution. The Constitution is a lawless document. Did you know that they threatened Rhode Island to block ports, Newport Harbor, if Rhode Island refused to sign the Constitution? Does that sound voluntary to you?
I don't know the history behind that, so I can't really speak to that. I don't like things that I'm not explicitly.
As a matter of fact, the Articles of Confederation, they had a meeting to sort of, spruce this up and that kind of thing. There wasn't ever a meeting to put the Constitution together. It was just kind of sprung on the Anti-Federalists at this point, and then they went forth with the Constitution after that. So, why not the Articles of Confederation? Why don't you revere that document? Why not the Magna Carta?
You know, we could go on that that subject. It's not the reason Gavin called in tonight, but it certainly is fun to talk about.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
There was, and I'd be happy to talk, and we'd be happy to talk further with you about these things, because we can get pretty esoteric on this show sometimes. But nonetheless, I think we share a lot of the same themes between you and the host of this show. So there was one other aspect I wanted to focus on, and I think that some people might really consider it controversial that you're doing the things you're doing with these checkpoints with your family in the car. Now, I think that is incredibly smart, because I think a family that does activism together can be very, very powerful form of activism, because, you know, these bureaucrats are going to behave in certain ways if you're alone versus if you've got kids in the backseat. And you have kids in the backseat in this video. Was this an issue with, and I presume it's your wife that's in the front seat with you there. Was this something you guys talked about before getting involved in this as a family kind of unit?
Yeah, that's my wife, Sandra, and we have three kids, 1, 2, and 5. And so, absolutely, I mean, we talk about this all the time. Just the other day, it's like, here's what we're going to do if I get arrested. Here's what's going to happen. Because there is a risk to doing this. Let's not pretend that standing up for our liberty has no risk. That said, yeah, it'd be pretty crazy to do something crazy with the kids in the car, although we've seen government do crazy things like that before. But the reality is, I'm on the road. I'm traveling. And I refuse to say, because I'm traveling, I mean, what, I make a choice? I either leave my kids home from vacation or I have liberty. Do I have to choose that? Can't I have both? If my kids are with me, should I show them that this is what it means to stand up to a bully, that this is what it means to stand up to liberty? Or should I say, well, since there's kids here, we're going to cower before them?
Right. People use their children as an excuse to do nothing, when in point of fact, it's the fact that you have kids is why you should stand up for yourself.
It's their liberty. It's their freedom. I don't want my children to be slaves.
Gavin, I think you're a heroic guy, and I appreciate the activism that you've done. You know what I'd recommend is you check out the Free State Project if you haven't yet. Have you heard about that before?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well, call us again sometime. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can.
Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can connect with us via Skype username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first, but once you've done that, you're good to go from that point on. So again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, call in toll free at 855-450-FREE, and also Skype us at username lrn.fm. Bring up what you want.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has got the name brands at rock bottom prices. Every time I've ever gone there, I've never been able to find a price for anything that I've been looking for any lower on the internet than ManVentureOutpost.com. Whether it's tents or apparel or cooking, camping, cooking equipment, or fish finders or boating equipment. I haven't bought any fish finders or boating equipment, but they also have those things. They've got firearms.
I don't have a boat.
I don't have a boat, no. But they've got handguns and long guns, firearm accessories. They've got air guns and archery.
Ammo?
Yep, ammo. Ammo's important right now. And, you know, they're having as much trouble getting and keeping ammo as anybody else. But you can go there and check to see if the ammo you want is there available at manventureoutpost.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. You can take control. Whether you want to talk about checkpoint activity, checkpoint refuseniks, refusing to be obedient to the state, which I think is really an amazingly inspiring and courageous form of activism. And I'm grateful that Gavin Syme called in tonight to kind of talk about how he's been involved in that and actually has gotten his whole family involved in it, which I think is incredibly courageous. So you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything. We were talking about 3D printing earlier tonight. Let's go to Sharon, ladies first, listening to WSCFM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
I was going to say something about Fukushima. Apparently there was another earthquake today.
Uh-oh.
2011. Still a very real possibility. You know,
what
whatever.
The president's
talking Earth, well, Fukushima and the radiation and everything still going on. It's still not fixed yet.
The what's not fixed?
The nuclear reactor.
Ah, okay. Yet.
But they're talking about, you know, he's constantly defending Obamacare and more homosexual rights in the workplace. Well, you know.
What? How do we jump from Fukushima to Obamacare and gay people in the workplace?
Well, because instead of letting the American people know that it's a possibility, he's talking about other things.
Who is? Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
Is it the president? Look, I'm no fan of Barack Obama or George Bush, but is it the president's job to give you news updates?
It's the president's job to protect the lives of the American people.
No, ma'am, it is not.
It used to be.
Never. It has never been the president's job to protect your life. What made you think that? Did they tell you that at some point?
Well, that's
they like to say that.
They do like to say that, but they're lying to you. They have no obligation to protect you whatsoever. If they don't protect you, you can't hold them. You can't hold them accountable in court for not protecting you. And
why are they constantly telling me what to eat, what not to smoke, blah blah blah? They're not trying to protect my life. Tell me that.
I think they're just control freaks.
Well, yeah, they like to control your life, but they don't really care about protecting you. And what's wrong with gay people having rights?
Well, nothing, exactly. It's just that, you know, I had two lesbian bosses 18 years ago, and I found myself out the door when I came in every day and got, hey, Sharon, baby, you look good today, and I said something about it. I was out the door. We need heterosexual rights at this point.
Well, how about just everybody has rights? How about we have human rights? How about that?
Good to me.
Me too. Okay. Thanks, Sharon, for the call tonight. Let's go to Corey listening in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Corey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just want to tell you about an experience I had. I grew up in a small town. I grew up to be honest and to do the right thing, and that was all kind of spoiled when I was pulled over. Well, I was stopped at a DUI checkpoint.
Hmm.
And the officer asked me where I was going, and I said home. And, you know, being honest, that's where I was going. Unfortunately, my home was not the address that was on my license.
Mm.
So my honesty ended up getting me a ticket.
Ooh.
And having to waste my time in a court.
Yep.
And it seems like that disincentivizes honesty and
absolutely
acting rightly. So I just wanted to say that.
No, you're absolutely right. I'd like to just further elaborate on what you said there. This is a common tactic. The police have certain questions that they know they can get. Usually people are going to be obedient. They're going to answer the questions that they're asked because that's what they're supposed to do. That's the way that happens in the movies. That's the way it happens on the cops' TV shows. People have to answer questions.
And that's how you would deal with any other human being. I mean, at least that's what I always was taught, you know.
Right, except the other human beings don't have a pair of handcuffs and a cage to put you in.
So,
right.
That's where it
changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, and I've never had any problems with the law because I always pretty much treated people right. Of course, that's not exactly what's against the law now. It's it doesn't matter if you're a good person and you don't hurt anyone else. It's whether you're not following this particular rule that they've created arbitrarily. You know, so that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
You're better off. Thank you, Corey, for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. Just, you know, further thoughts on that subject. You are better off not saying anything. Don't lie. There's no reason to lie to the police, but you're better off in a situation like that not saying anything. They don't need to know where you're coming from. None of their business. They'd like to know because they want to ask you questions to get you blathering so you'll say something.
They got money out of this. This dude didn't have the right address on the little plastic driving permit thing that they give you. And they got, I don't know,
$100.
Yeah, a couple $100, you know, out of it. This is, of course they want to ask you questions. If you can ask questions from people and get hundreds of dollars from them, you're going to ask questions. They are financially incentivized to go after the average individual. They have you sitting there. The robbers, the burglars, those people, they're running around. They're difficult to find.
So you get pulled over. And the cops start to ask questions about, you know, where are you going, where are you coming from, and that, as he pointed out, can easily get you trapped in, you know, getting a charge for not updating a license. And another question they like to ask is this your current address? It just sounds like they're just doing a little bookkeeping, you know, just checking to make sure everything's okay. Well, that's a major question that'll lead you into that criminal charge, where if you are honest with them and, oh, yeah, I changed, oh, that's not my address, it's blah, 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 blah. Well, how long ago did you move, sir? Oh, but 3 months ago. Well, sir, in this state, you've got to change your address within 10 days. That'll be a ticket. Write that ticket out. And then
sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't, but they'll certainly tell you to go get it changed.
You're right. It depends on the department and how often they give warnings and things like that. But had you kept your mouth shut in the first place, you wouldn't have had that that particular issue. And
but what if they need to send you something, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they could need to send you something because of this traffic stop.
Oh, it's certainly possible that if you get a ticket that they may send court documents to the address on your license. Yeah, there's a value to having an accurate address on the license, and that'll be...
You still don't have to answer the question. You can go the next day and get your address changed on your license.
You could, and there are ways to get them to send the information to a different address. You can tell the officer that, you know, he needs to put a mailing address in on the document. You don't have to claim that it's your home address. So if the officer's filling out a ticket, you can say, well, this isn't my mailing address. I need to make sure you have my mailing address. And again, you don't have to answer about whether you live at that mailing address or not. It could be a post office box, or it could be a private mailbox or something like that. So there was one time when I got pulled over, and they're trained, by the way. The officers are trained to ask you a bunch of questions, especially at a DUI checkpoint, because they want you to screw up. They want you to slur your words. They want you to give some sort of tell or an indicator that you may be inebriated. And if they can pepper you with questions and kind of distract you, I was looking at the filing, Mark, for the DUI checkpoint that they did most recently here in New Hampshire, out by Walpole. They file like 50 pages worth of information in the court before the checkpoint, and it gives instructions as to how they're supposed to perform the checkpoint. And in those instructions, what they have to do is they have to outline. Well, what's the pattern they're going to use? Are they going to pull over every third person? What are the strategies that they'll be using? And they actually do say in the instructions that their officers are instructed to ask you questions while you're busy looking for your license, because they know you're distracted at that moment. When you're pulling out the registration papers, they're continuing to hit you with questions because they want you to contradict something you've already said, or they want you to admit to something, or catch you acting drunk, or say something. So when they had asked me once at just a regular pullover is this your current address and blah, 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 I just ignored the question and just quietly continued to look for my license. And at one point when she kept pushing the questions, like, excuse me, I'm currently attempting to get you what you would have initially requested, the registration and the license here. So stand by. And I just put the question, just stopped the questioning right there. 855 450 free. All you have to do, as I understand it, this isn't legal advice, but if you're the driver, you have to show your ID and the registration, etc. But you don't have to answer their questions, and certainly your passengers don't have to show them anything.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.